Hi, I'm Mike Byers for Game On Podcast. This week in the WPIAL, the Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament heats up, but the big news on Monday regarded football. If you recall last week, as it continues to transition from four classifications to six in football, as mandated by the PIAA, the state's governing body for sports, the WPIAL announced that four championship games, 6A, 5A, 4A, and 3A, would be played at Heinz Field, and that the 2A and 1A championship games would be played elsewhere. Possible sites for those games include Robert Morris's Joe Walton Stadium in Moon Township, Highmark Stadium, the Station Square venue that is home to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds soccer team, Couple Stadium on the south side of Pittsburgh, and even Reeves Field at Geneva College in Beaver Falls. On Monday, there was more blockbuster news on the 6A front. The WPIL announced its long-awaited new section or conference alignments for all sports for the next two-year cycle. But the sport most affected by 6A is football, and for right now at least, it looks like a real mess. And remember, the WPIAL was totally against going to 6A. The WPIAL was satisfied with four classifications, primarily because longtime rivalries would stay intact and that all four championship games could be played in one day at Heinz Field, the home of the Steelers. Before I go on, let me give you the section alignments that involved football teams from the Times circulation area. We don't have any 6A teams. In Class 5A, there in Section 1, there's Moon and West Allegheny, along with Upper St. Clair, Baldwin, Fox Chapel, Woodland Hills, North Hills, Chartiers Valley, and Hampton. In Class 4A, in Section 1, there's Blackhawk and Ambridge, along with Newcastle, Mars, Montour, South Fayette, Knock, Highlands, and Indiana. In Class 3A, Section 1, it's all local teams, Aliquippa, Elwood City, Beaver, Beaver Falls, Central Valley, Hopewell, and Quaker Valley. That's in Section 1. In Class 2A, in Section 2, we have Riverside, New Brighton, Southside Freedom, along with Mohawk, Cardinal World North Catholic, Laurel, and Neshannock. And in Class A, in Section 3, there's Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Rochester, Western Beaver, and Cornell, along with Union, Shenango, Summit Academy, Stowe Rocks, and Northgate. I have mixed emotions about 6A football. For the most part, I don't like it. Doesn't bother me that all six divisions or classifications can't play championship games at Heinz Field. But at least for now, it's going to end some longtime rivalries, and that's not good. Also, what I don't like are some of the new conferences or sections, the way they're aligned. For example, the Parkway Conference, for years one of the best AAA conferences in the WPIAL, no longer exists. Moon and West Allegheny are playing 5A. Blackhawk and Ambridge are now 4A. At least the Section 3A teams is basically they're basically all from Beaver County. And how about geography? Ambridge and Blackhawk will now have to play Indiana, which is 1 hour and 45 minutes away from Ambridge. That section includes teams from five different counties: Butler, Beaver, Allegheny, Lawrence, and Indiana counties. Tim O'Malley, the WPIL's executive director, said that he expects his phone to be ringing off the hook with complaints. Even O'Malley admitted it's not perfect, but really, O'Malley and the WPIL committee people who put together the sections didn't have many options. They did the best they could. Like I said, there are new alignments in all sports. Next week on the Game On podcast, I'll have some thoughts on basketball and other sports.
Are you interested in sharing news about your business? promoting a special offer or deal you have running? Then advertising on our podcast might be perfect for your business. Contact the Times today at 724-775-3200, extension 182, and we'll explain all the ways you can benefit from all the digital opportunities we have to offer. That's 724-775-3200, extension 182. The Times, your local source for news, sports, and entertainment.
In this segment of Game On Podcast, it's rapid fire. I'll rattle off five other storylines regarding local sports. One, by now, most local sports fans know that adversity and tragedy have hit the Ambridge boys basketball team. Last Wednesday, the 29-year-old son of Bridges coach Mark Jula was killed in a car accident in St. Louis. How sad, how tragic. I have known Mark Jula since the early 1970s. He was a three-sport star at Ambridge. He played football, basketball, and baseball. When I went on a football recruiting trip to Juniata way back in the day when I was a senior at Hopewell, Mark Jula was my host for the weekend. Obviously, he attended Juniata. He's a great basketball coach, and I consider him a good friend. I feel so bad for him and his family. I hope you were able to read the stories I had about Jula and the Bridgers on Sunday. Tuesday, as in today, all the Ambridge basketball players will pay their respects at the Bon Maddox Funeral Home in Ambridge. Two, I am still buzzing that the top four teams in boys Section 5AA got four of the top seven seeds in the Whippoorwill's AA basketball bracket. One, Aliquippa. 3, Quaker Valley, 5, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 7, Avonworth. That speaks volumes of how tough that section is. And of course, the Quips, the reigning Whippoorwill AA champions, are ranked number 1 in the state. Beside the boys from Aliquippa, the only other local team to land a number 1 seed is the girls from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. They're number 1 in girls AA. 3, did you know that John Haslett, an assistant on the Ambridge girls basketball team, is the brother of Jim Haslett, the former NFL linebacker from Avalon, PA, who was once the Steelers' defensive coordinator? Jim Haslett just landed a job as linebackers coach with the Cincinnati Bengals, which means he will now coach Vontaze Burfict. 4. 12 football stars from the Whippoorwill were selected to play in the annual Big 33 All-Star Classic in Hershey in July. That list did not include Kayzon Pugh, the Aliquippa star who was the Pennsylvania Class AA Player of the Year. But I'm hearing that Pugh, who's bound for Pitt, could have played in the Big 33 had he wanted to, but he opted to decline. 5. I'm going to have a story one day this week about Central Valley assistant football coach Tyrone Dixon. Not only is Tyrone a good football man, he also has some acting ability. He's had bit roles as an extra in a few movies filmed in Pittsburgh over the years, including Concussion, a great movie that starred Will Smith.
The Times has powered up with a new quick hit video series featuring our fitness and athletic development columnist, Rick Damon. Each week, Rick will highlight a different strength training exercise while breaking it down step by step and emphasizing correct technique. Watch the videos online at timesonline.com/health and wellness or find them on our Roku channel by searching Beaver County Times. Dig deep with Damon to achieve your best mental and physical health while staying injury-free.
On Monday, I stopped by Ambridge High School and talked to Sydney Raybould, a senior point guard on the Ambridge girls basketball team. The Bridgers, who are 19-3 and Section 2 champions, landed the number 3 seed in the playoffs. They'll play following is that interview with Sydney. I'm here at the Ambridge High School Girls Gymnasium with Sydney Raybould, a senior point guard for the Bridgers. They are 19-3, number 3 seed in AAA. Sydney, first of all, thanks for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What's it been like the past week or so since you last played your last regular season game? it's been like almost a week layoff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blackhawk was our last game. It's been a while, but I think we ended off the season very well. The win versus Blackhawk gave us a lot of momentum. So with these scrimmages and practices we've been doing, we've been up-tempo, running everything the way we can. And I think it's going to give us a good push into our game on Wednesday.
Sydney, you know, in basketball, teams that are good have two seasons. The regular season, you capped it off with that great win at Blackhawk to win the section title. But here we are now in the playoffs here. So is the section title ancient history? And now what's the mode for this basketball team?
I mean, yeah, it was great to win the section. I mean, it's been 14 years, and we got that win, and it was, like, amazing in that moment. But now, in the past, we haven't been able to do very well in the second season. And I think this year we have a really good chance. And again, that win versus Blackhawk gives us the momentum. And I think we can get pretty far in this second season for us.
Yeah. Last Tuesday was the Whip-U-Old pairings meeting. And of course, Amber's got a number three seed. How'd you guys react to the third seed? You like that?
Oh, yeah. That's really good for us. Being up there helps us out a lot. I mean, whoever we play, we're going to play our A game, play as much as we can, intensity. But it's really helpful for us.
You're playing Keystone Oaks. I think they're a fourth-place team in a very good section. Any idea what kind of team Keystone Oaks have? Have you seen them on film, or what do you know about Keystone Oaks?
Some of our players actually went to the game to watch. Me, personally, I did not. But they said that it was a pretty good game between the two of those teams. Mm-hmm. And even if they're good, if they're bad, they're obviously they're good if they made the playoffs. So we just got to play how we can play and hopefully show these teams that we have what it takes to get far.
And who did they beat, by the way, in that game?
Highlands.
They beat Highlands.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you're off for over a week like this here, playoff teams always scrimmage a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you see in the scrimmages, and what were they like, and did they help you at all?
We saw Cornell, we saw Osh, North Catholic, NA, Norwin. So we're playing these good teams, and it's good to scrimmage a diverse group. So we have everything but AAA. And it's just nice to see the different offenses and defenses they can throw out at us, and we can see how we can react to that. And it's just good practice for us.
And, of course, Norwin is a quad A team that's 21-0 or something like that. They're undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a pretty good basketball. Good test for you guys, huh?
Oh, definitely. We scrimmaged them yesterday, and they are a very good team. But I think it was good for us. It was a very good opportunity for us to scrimmage them because they're such a good team. They have some D1 players, and it was just good for us to play against that because it will get us ready for Wednesday.
Yeah. Sydney, speaking of Cornell, I covered their first round game on Saturday. They smoked West Green pretty handily, but they have a point guard mm-hmm. named Deja Quick,
yes.
Who transferred from Moon, a pretty good player.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play against her in a scrimmage, and what's she like?
Yes, we did. We played against her. We heard she just transferred there, so I guess she's been a big help to the team. She's a very good player. She can handle the ball. She can shoot. So it was good for me and our other guards to be able to play defense on her because she gave us a challenge. So it was good to get us ready for Wednesday.
Cindy, I hope this is not an awkward question, but obviously there was tragedy at Ambridge this week because the basketball coach, Mark Jula, who I've known for years, by the way, his son was killed in a car accident. How'd you react? How have you and your teammates reacted to that?
When we heard that, we all sent texts, and as a team, we sent flowers. We're actually all going to the viewing tomorrow after practice as a team,
yeah.
And it's just a horrible thing to happen in our community, and we're all, the boys and girls team, we're coming together because we support each other,
right.
So it's just bringing us together, and we feel horrible, but we're all in this together.
Yeah. Ambridge has had, in recent years, a lot of sisters on his team. The Fisher sisters, the Hazlitt girls,
mm-hmm.
and your sister Chloe's a freshman, right?
She's a sophomore.
Sorry, sophomore, yeah. What's it like having so many siblings on the same team?
Oh, it's great. I mean, playing with Kara and Kelly last year and then me and my sister, it's just awesome to have that opportunity. It's great to hear, like, when they're announcing the game, the Raybould to Raybould pass.
Right.
It's just really cool to hear.
Right. And, of course, the Hazlitt girls, what's their names again?
Kara and Kelly.
Kara and Kelly. Yeah. You know, this is a very good basketball team you got. So you have 19-3, section champions. But the two real seniors on this team are yourself and Abby Antolik. Mm-hmm. Just your thoughts on, you know, what you guys have gone through the last, you know, 3 years, going through this program and finally being a 19-win team and a number three seed.
I mean, we've always been we've been a good Ambridge team. We've had a lot of good competition here with, like, Shatori and Chassie Omogrosa. There's a lot of big players that have been through this. And it's just great to have that opportunity to play with these girls. And Abby has been one of my best friends and a great player to play with for these 4 years. And it's just amazing to have this opportunity to be 19-3. I never thought that could be possible for us, but we've worked so hard these past 4 years, and it's just awesome that to see it pay off.
Yeah. Just finally, Sydney, I would imagine all the girls on this team are very excited. You're going to be playing a playoff game Wednesday night. What's the mood of the basketball team?
Oh, we're super excited. We're going to, these next 2 days, we're going to go hard, run our offenses and defenses as hard as we can, get to know Keystone Oaks and how they play, and hopefully we're going to come out with a win on Wednesday.
Sydney, thanks for your time and good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, kid. I appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's Game On podcast. You can follow all the local high school basketball action in our print editions and on the web at www.timesonline.com. And you can follow me at Twitter at Mike Byers. Thanks. I'll talk to you next week.